If you read today the little meditation in the Magnificat magazine, it's by Pope Benedict, and it's from last year, the day before the feasts of Saint Benedict. So he's talking about him. And a couple of the things he says there are reflected in these readings today. Benedict kept saying, you've got to know Jesus. You've got to love him. Then, do what he tells you. And the other thing is that Benedict taught the West the importance of coming together to pray together. The importance of coming to sing to the Lord together. In that rule, the monks come together 7 times a day. Now it's been modified, but used to be we used to get up at 2 in the morning, sing an office, pray for a half hour, sing the big office, take a break, come back, sing the morning office. But this was all in the dark, of course. But now the morning office, we call it morning prayer now, you know, and then get some breakfast, then have the first office, prime, and then a talk by the abbot, and then a break, and then the big mass, and then go to work, and then come back and have lunch, and then sing the middle of the day office, and then work, and then come back, sing the evening prayer, and then have some time to read and pray, and then have the end of the day prayer called the complete prayer, the completing prayer, completorium, complement, which was always preceded by some reading from a book, and then sing same psalms every day for that and for other parts. So we knew them all by heart. You could just stand right where you were. Sometimes I'd be out with the novices picking up hay bales till about 8 or 9 at night, which was late. And then they could sleep in the morning because we're supposed to get to bed about 7. And so, and we just stopped at the end to stand there and sing Compline. Everybody knew all of it. Day by day by day, the same 3 Psalms. 4, 133, 90. So everybody knew. We just stood there and sang the psalms together and then drove the trucks home. But that was a... And the wonderful thing about that kind of a life is the regularity. And you have no idea what that does for the human psyche. Because that's where that sense of stability comes from. That's why whatever regularity we're managed to do in a very different life is so important. And whatever regularity we manage to put into our own lives is so important. And that one was based on this singing God's praises. Now that's what Saint Benedict, what Pope Benedict is talking about, you know, that the knowing of Jesus, the contemplative knowledge of Jesus and the power of the scriptures. And out of that comes whatever he tells you to do. You know, Boniface was a Benedictine and he left and went all the way over, preached the rest of his life in Germany. Do whatever he tells you. But get the basics first. And know the importance of knowing Jesus, praising God, having a disciplined life. And then do what you're supposed to do. Now, most of the guys stayed home and did what I just described, you know. And most of that work in those days, and even in my day, was manual. Out. Oh, I loved that. God. They couldn't get me in to do my studies, believe it or not, because I was out driving the bulldozer and I was having so much fun, I didn't want to come in. And the abbot had to come and get me and say, you get off that thing and do your studies. Anyway, I was 20, 21, you know. Now, what we have here is the end of the section on the miracles. Remember I told you there are 10 miracles after the Sermon on the Mount. The 10th one is the healing of a mute man. And then he can speak. That's what it means to learn to preach the gospel. First, you have to be healed of your muteness so you can speak. But we can speak, blah, 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 but we got nothing to say. You've got to experience Jesus. Then do what he tells you. And then we have this summary that's called. If you look at these words and you go back to chapter 4, I think it's verse 23, you'll see the exact same words. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the kingdom of God, and curing every disease and illness. That's the mission. That's what it means. Preach the gospel and heal people. Let them know this is for real. Heal them in their soul. Heal them in their emotions. Heal them in their body. Heal them in their society. Heal them in their lifestyle. Heal them in their addiction to television. Heal them, you know, heal them. Then we have the introduction to what's going to be the missionary discourse. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved for pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Don't you walk down the streets of Washington and feel that? I mean, doesn't your heart break? Everybody running around trying to make a buck, hating each other, especially if they're in the Congress, you know? They've only got this one life. You know? There they are, troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Lonely, frightened, suspicious. You know, thinking of a buck, thinking of booze, thinking of sex, thinking of... And they've only got this one life. This isn't a dress rehearsal. This is it. Don't you see that when you walk down those streets? Don't you feel it? You know, there are demons all over this place, keeping these people in bondage. Let there be one place where there's prayer and openness, huh? And they flock. There's a place over in Baltimore where they have night, evening prayer every day. Then the place is jam-packed. Oh, my gosh. Something. The Israelis used to hang around the Poor Clare convent, listen to them sing. They couldn't get enough. They didn't know what they were doing. But whatever it is, again, that's really good. Zetov miod. So he says then, the harvest is abundant, so pray that the right people go out and preach. And now, we're going to start the next section, chapter 10, on this sermon. It's called the Missionary Discourse. And once again, Matthew will gather together all the things our Lord ever said about preaching, sending his disciples out, put it in one place, and say, hey, this is important. But you'll notice, the first thing in that discourse I'm anticipating tomorrow, the first thing in that discourse is, go heal people. Raise the dead. Get rid of the demons. Let them know that there's a living God.